If you've ever looked at a patch of tired, yellowing grass and thought it was a lost cause, or if you've spent your Saturday mornings lugging heavy bags of synthetic fertilizer across your yard, then we need to have a serious talk about the untapped power of the bird. You see, the modern suburban lawn is a biological desert. It's a high-maintenance, water-guzzling vacuum that gives nothing back but a chore list. But out here, on a functional homestead, we don't believe in chores that don't pay dividends. We believe in systems. And the heart of the most elegant system I've ever designed is the mobile chicken tractor. Today, we are building the mobile chicken tractor. Why your lawn needs your birds. This isn't just about a wooden box with some wire. It's about a fundamental shift in how you view your land. If you keep your birds in a static, muddy run, you are literally throwing money away. You're dealing with the smell, the flies, and the constant threat of disease that comes with stagnant ground. But when you put those birds on wheels or skids, you turn them from a liability into a high-precision biological renovation crew. You're about to learn why your lawn is actually starving for what your chickens have to give, and exactly how to build the vehicle that delivers it, safely, efficiently, and without breaking your back. The old way of thinking tells you that chickens are messy. People will tell you that they'll scratch your yard to pieces and leave it looking like a construction site. And you know what? They're right. If you leave them in one spot for too long, that's the old way struggle. It's the cycle of the sacrifice lot, where the ground becomes toxic with overconcentration of manure and the birds are bored and stressed. The farm fresh way is different. We look at the chicken, not as a captive egg machine, but as a multifunctional tool. A chicken is a high-speed tiller, it's a pest control specialist, and it is the most sophisticated composting engine on the planet. When we move them every single morning to a fresh salad bar of grass and clover, something magical happens. The birds get a massive hit of vitamins from the fresh greens, which makes those yolks that deep, sunset orange we all crave. But more importantly, they leave behind black gold. Chicken manure is incredibly high in nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. In a static coop, that nitrogen turns into ammonia and burns your nose. In a mobile tractor, it's deposited in a light, even layer that the soil organisms, the worms and the mycorrhizal fungi can actually process. Within 48 hours of moving the tractor, that scarred patch of grass begins to explode with a deep, vibrant green that no store-bought chemical can replicate. You aren't just raising birds, you are engineering a soil revolution, one 10 by 10 square at a time. So, let's talk about the how. The biggest mistake I see beginners make is over-engineering the build. They build a McMansion for their birds that weighs 400 pounds and then wonder why they never want to move it. Listen to me, if it's a struggle to move, you won't move it. And if you don't move it, the system fails. We want light, but we want tank-level security. I prefer a Salatin-style floorless frame, usually 8 by 10 or 10 by 12 feet. You want to use pressure-treated wood for the base because it's touching the damp grass, but for the upper ribs, go with low-weight materials like PVC conduit or even better, 3/4-inch electrical metallic tubing, that's EMT. You bend these into hoops to create a hoop house shape. This shape sheds wind and rain perfectly and gives the birds plenty of headroom. Now cover the bottom 2 feet with 1/2-inch hardware cloth. Do not use chicken wire. I call chicken wire predator buffet wire because a determined raccoon or a stray dog will rip through it in seconds. Hardware cloth is the gold standard for protection. For the roof, use a heavy-duty silver tarp or corrugated polycarbonate panels. You only want to cover about half of the tractor. The birds need shade and protection from the rain on one end, but they need that vitamin D and the open breeze on the other. The tactics are where the pro homesteaders separate themselves from the amateurs. Let's talk about the wheel kit. Don't just bolt wheels to the side. You need a lever system. I use a simple flip-up wheel design. When it's time to move, you engage the lever, the wheels pop down, and the back of the tractor lifts 4 inches off the ground. You grab the rope handle at the front and walk forward slowly. This is a critical sensory moment. You have to watch the bird's feet. They'll quickly learn the routine and start walking with the tractor, eagerly anticipating the fresh bugs and clover that are about to be revealed. If you move too fast, you'll clip a wing or a toe. Pace yourself. It's a morning meditation. Another pitfall is predator tunneling. Even with a heavy frame, a fox can dig under in an hour. The solution? An apron. Attach a 12-inch strip of hardware cloth that lays flat on the grass outside the perimeter. Predators will try to dig at the base of the wood, hit the wire, and give up. They don't have the IQ to back up 12 inches and start a new tunnel. It's a simple, low-cost fail-safe that lets me sleep at night while my birds are out on the pasture. I want you to imagine your property 3 months from now, instead of that patchy, uneven lawn, you have a lush, golf course thick carpet of forage. You've stopped paying for high protein feed because your birds are getting 30% of their diet from the land. You've stopped buying bags of fertilizer. And when you crack an egg into the skillet, the shell is so thick it takes a real snap to break, and the flavor is intense and complex. That is the vision of success. It's not about working harder. It's about aligning your goals with the natural instincts of the animal. The chicken wants to scratch, it wants to poop, and it wants to eat bugs. The lawn wants nitrogen and aeration. The mobile tractor is the handshake that makes that deal happen. Your zero-cost task for today is simple. Go out to your yard with a hula hoop or a length of rope. Lay it on the ground in the spot where you think a tractor could go. Look at the grass inside that circle. Now imagine it gone, replaced by rich dark soil and clover. That's your starting line. If you can visualize the move, you can build the machine. Next week, we're going to dive into the high-yield garden and how to transition this poultry-prepped soil directly into a vegetable bed without ever picking up a shovel. Your land is waiting. Start building.